If you've ever tried to map your customer journey and thought, wow, this looks like a treasure map drawn by a toddler, you're not alone. Businesses often imagine their customer journey to be this beautiful straight line. See ad, click, buy, love brand forever. But in reality, it's more like see ad, get distracted, forget ad, see competitor, come back, stalk website, abandon cart, come back again, buy, never hear from the brand again. Perfect, chaotic, human. But here's the good news. You can audit your entire customer journey in 10 minutes. Yes, seriously. And it will instantly show you where the money is leaking out. It's like a cracked garden hose. And today, I'm going to show you exactly how to fix it. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome to the Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and recipient of Gold Stevie International Business Award, among many others. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to become impossible to ignore? Let's get started. So let's kick off why customer journey audits really matter. And here's the tea. Most businesses think they have a sales problem, but actually what they have is a journey problem. Think of it like dating. If someone ghosts you after the first date, tells you that they're a slow burn, the problem wasn't the restaurant, was it? It was the experience. If someone keeps coming back and texting you, wanting to see you again, something's working, right? It's the same with customers. The journey is the relationship. Audit the journey and fix the relationship, okay? Now is the time. Set a timer. Are we ready? We ready, team? Let's go. 10 minutes. This audit works because it's quick, brutal, and honest, like those makeover shows where someone's entire wardrobe gets judged in under 30 seconds. And today, we're going to cover five stages. Awareness. Do people even know you exist? Consideration. Do they understand why you're different? Purchase. Can they buy from you without friction? And experience. Do you deliver what they actually expect? And retention, do they remember you tomorrow, the next day? Ready, let's speed audit. Number one, awareness. Now here, you can give yourself 2 minutes. Ask yourself, if someone Googles what you sell, do you actually show up? When people find you online, does it instantly say who you help and why you're different? Are you posting or advertising consistently? Or only when business is slow and panic sets in. If awareness is a party, most businesses are standing in the corner whispering, "Hope someone notices me." No, get a metaphorical glitter jacket or a green stripy shirt and get on the dance floor. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to clean up your homepage messaging, post consistently, run awareness ads, show your team and your stories across your socials, okay? We want to build that awareness. Got it? Good. Next thing I want you to look at is the consideration stage. What is this stage all about? Whether they're going to buy from you or someone else. They're comparing you to someone else. You're not the only one in the game, most likely, unless you've built yourself that island. This is where you either win them or lose them to a competitor who simply explains things better. And this is what I want you to do. Ask yourself this. Is it clear what makes us different in 5 seconds? Do you have reviews? Do you have photos and videos that build trust? Is your pricing clear or mysterious, like a secret menu item somewhere? Because consideration is the reading reviews before booking a hotel stage. No one chooses the hotel described as fine, I guess. So what to do? Add social proof. Where? Everywhere. Add before and after photos. Show store walkthroughs. Clarify your pricing. They're considering you. Make you stand out. Make your option better, clearer. Okay? Got it? Good. Let's move on to number three, the purchase stage. Spend another 2 minutes here on this. Now, we check how easy it is to give you money. I know that sounds so weird, but I can tell you it's not as obvious as some businesses see it, as it seems, and some businesses actually make it hard. What I want you to look at here is how many clicks, if you're selling on your website, it takes to buy from you, buy that book, buy anything. Does your checkout app or form feel like it was designed during dial-up? Are you asking too many unnecessary questions? Do customers get stuck, confused, abandoned? Check your abandoned cart. How many people are landing there? It might just be too hard. It's a big sign if there's a lot of people abandoning their cart. Making someone work too hard is like proposing marriage but demanding they solve a Rubik's Cube first. Get out there and fix it. Simplify your booking steps. Add a book now button everywhere. Add live chat, quick contact options, and test the checkout on mobile. Half of you are going to cry here. Get on your mobile, check your website, check all your functionality on mobile. It really is a must-have right now when most people are Googling and experiencing your website on a mobile device. All right, number four, experience stage. This is the part that everyone forgets to order. They call it other things in your funnel. We're going to just break it down, really simplify it for you today. This is what I want you to ask yourself. As part of the experience stage, does the in-store or product experience match your marketing promise? Are things aligned? Are staff trained to create that consistent experience across all your locations? Do you leave your customers feeling confident, supported, and satisfied? And remember, if your marketing says premium luxury, but your store feels like a garage sale, customers are going to feel cheated. So you have to fix it. What you could do with this, mystery shop your own business. Send Arnie June in, send some friends in, you know. Mystery shop, it's easy. We don't have to hire those big companies anymore. Train your store teams, standardize your processes, fix your store presentation and your signage, and you will be creating a better overall experience for your customers, because if they have a good experience, guess what? They're more likely to come back. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing, or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes, and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. The next stage, retention. This is the gold mine. Just because someone bought from you once doesn't mean they're not going to buy from you again. In fact, we want returning and recurring revenue, because most businesses, they focus so much on chasing new customers like a sprint. But retention, I can tell you, is the marathon that pays the bills. How do you review this? How do you review your retention strategies? Well, you've got to ask yourself this. Do you communicate with people after they purchase from you? Do you send some personalized offers or some automated reminders? Remember, using AI to help us in our roles here. It doesn't have to be all by your memory driven. Oh, well, we've got to send that email to Barry because he just came in. Automate your processes. Do you have a loyalty program, or do you just simply ghost customers like a bad Tinder date? Let's fix it, okay? What I want you to do is this. Set up your email or SMS automations, however you communicate best with your customers, not only how you communicate best with them, what they like to receive. What are you receiving more response from? And do more of that in the communication realm. Don't waste all this time and energy sending SMS campaigns if no one books, no one replies, no one does anything, if you're not getting an outcome from it, okay? Create a loyalty program. Run annual We Miss You campaigns for people that haven't been back for a while. Provide value, not just promotions. That's it. Done. Stop the clock. How did we go? I know we did it within 10. You can do it in 10. That's all you need to spend on it. Give each point your time. I'd love to hear from you. Drop me a message. Tell me what area that you worked on. And then in 3 months' time, I want you to message me back again and tell me about the impact that you've had as a result of drilling down on each of those five stages. Because after auditing hundreds of brands, here's the usual crime scenes that I see when I am auditing them. There's no clear messaging. There's website confusion. They've got inconsistent store experience. No staff training, no follow-up, no communication, zero retention strategy, right? We know that the gold is in the retention, and locations are doing their own thing like rebellious teenagers. Fix these and I can tell you your revenue will jump fast. Now, if you're game, are you ready? I've got another challenge for you. Share your customer journey with someone not in your business. Because why? If a stranger can understand your journey in 10 minutes, your customers will too. And that is where the friction disappears and revenue rises. A customer journey audit doesn't need to take hours. It takes honesty and it takes the guts to admit where things aren't working. But once you see the gaps, fixing them becomes the fastest path to increased revenue, better reviews, loyal customers who stick around. And if you want help auditing your customer journey, or you want the Marketing Factory to do it for you, head over to our website. Find me, Marissa Candy. And remember, marketing isn't about shouting louder. It's about making the journey smoother. Thanks for tuning into the Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS. And let's keep turning clarity into action.